Now, this week on Breakfast, we're having our own version of Autumn Watch. We give you a guide to the best wildlife in the region, how to spot it. There are lots of great nature reserves and walkways along rivers and through forests, but one of the best places to spot animals may well be in your own back garden. Camera traps are becoming increasingly popular, allowing people to rig up a camera in their own yard just to let it photo anything that wanders in front of the lens. The technology is being used by a company called Nature Spy to film and photo wildlife in North Yorkshire. So David McMillan met James McConnell and Hannah Henshaw from the firm in woods near Claybank, which is on the outskirts of Great Broughton.
Well, this is a camera trap, and essentially what this is it's just a camera that can stay outside for up to a year and takes pictures of any animal that walks in front of it. And it has a little lens at the front, and it has infrared lights, so it works all times of the day and night. So it's basically a little eye in the forest, always watching. So I'll just turn this one on now, so let's see if we get any pictures. And then, yeah, so you could leave that for 6 months to a year, really, depending on how much it does. So it's a fantastic tool for monitoring biodiversity in the forest, especially in this part of the world.
How popular are these becoming? How available are they to ordinary people who don't do this as a business?
I think they're getting more and more popular. We found that through our social media, a lot of people have got them already and tweeting us pictures and Facebooking us pictures. So I think they are a lot more common. I just don't think people realise the potential that's available using them, really.
Yeah, there's a quote by an American scientist called Dr. Roland Kays, which I think really sums it up. And he says that camera traps are like binoculars for mammal watchers. So they do the same for people that are interested in mammals as binoculars do for bird watchers.
You talked about social media, and I know it's something that has proved very popular. People will send you pictures of things that are in their garden and you'll put them on Twitter and Facebook and like. What sort of things do people send you, and were you surprised by the enthusiasm people have for it?
We get a lot of hedgehogs and things like that, but also people abroad have been tweeting us a lot of things that they get really cool stuff, don't they? Bears and bobcats and American badgers and things like that, which we find really interesting but kind of quite common to them.
We had someone sending us a picture of a mountain lion in somewhere in America in a forest eating some deer that it had killed right in front of one of the camera traps. So people just love to share them, and that's another thing as well that they can do, is they really create this awareness and get people really involved in wildlife and talking about it, which is a really fantastic new tool.
Now, we're standing in a forest in North Yorkshire. I hope there are no mountain lions or forest lions, if such a thing exists, here. But is it exciting for people around here to be able to share what they've found, and perhaps even for people who don't have a great knowledge of nature, myself included, to identify the things that are taking place in their own gardens?
Yeah, and I think it's really important as well, especially from a welfare perspective, because people know that there's like hedgehogs in the garden, so they're feeding the hedgehogs, so they're fattening up for winter. And I think it's that knock-on effect of providing food and water for the animals that are around their area as well, which is really important, that they might not have known were there otherwise.
That's true. You mentioned welfare. We've had the experience in our own garden recently where we've had, there's cats that come a lot, as you might expect, but there's probably a frog living in there somewhere.
Yeah.
And what my wife believes was a shrew was found. It must be helpful because if you can document those things, if there are things that are endangered or need a little bit of support, as you say, you can actually identify them in your own garden and I suppose find the help that they need.
Yeah, and that's been really important, especially from a sort of citizen science perspective, is getting more and more people involved in documenting what's around, so we can look at trends and what's increasing, what's declining, and then you can start to kind of really focus management on those things as well.
The fact that you can collect the data in a much more engaging way, in a much more people-friendly way as well, and you get the excitement of checking the images and that kind of thing as well. People say it's like Christmas morning when you go check your camera trap, because you just don't know what's going to turn up in front of it, and it's definitely true, I think.